if like you have the chance to watch Soul, there are these people that like because they keep doing what they love so much, they turn into like monsters and they don't know who they are anymore. And I think when Cheryl mentioned her first point, that kind of reminded me of burnout, because I think there's like a realization point that sometimes people miss and they just keep going in that vicious cycle. Whereas some people, like, they like wake up and they're like, gosh, I need to get moving with this. So I think one of the symptoms of it would be like that vicious cycle when you realize all you do is come home, sleep and eat and work, and that's all you do.
Aloha! Aloha, Terrell!
Aloha, Deidre!
And aloha to everyone out there, too!
Yes, aloha to you, folks!
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right, we are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone!
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, DT Talk Season 5.
Yeah, season 5 is pretty much almost near the end, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's almost like, what, 3 episodes left and then we're done for the season?
Yes, but I heard you guys had a all guys episode, huh?
It was
Last
pretty fun.
episode.
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
different dynamic, different chemistry over there, and it's pretty cool.
Yes.
But it's not as cool as having you in the, you know,
Whoa, whoa,
podcast for
whoa.
sure,
Wow.
right?
Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Finally in season five.
Finally, the realization after a whole year.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. Yes. But I'm sure you guys had plenty to talk about for Halloween, huh?
Yep. I mean, like, the way we celebrate in Hawaii is definitely very different from or to Malaysia and
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Malaysia, I don't think there's much going on.
Yeah, they just use that as a marketing strategy to sell stuff and all their candies, right?
Maybe. You know what I miss? I miss how like chocolate in US is like so cheap, especially during all the holiday
Yeah,
seasons.
I know, right? And then like Malaysia is just like overpriced. But then it's also good though, because like that's how you
Yes.
know that, you know, they want us to be healthy or whatever.
Not sure if they want us to be healthy, but okay. But okay, now let's carry on with our, well, probably a lot of listeners' favorite segment with the good news from Uncle Terrell.
Okay, here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Okay, what's the news today?
Today, if you like sports, if you like World Cup, this is a very special news.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Taro's a football fan, but today it's not football. Today is inaugural balloon World Cup pit athletes diving in the living room to keep it aloft.
What?
We've all been there before. There's a party, balloons all around. One person starts trying to keep the gently falling spears from hitting the floor. This desire spreads through
Oh
everyone in the room until moms and dads start trying to break up the fun after a child knocks over a piece of furniture.
my God. Uh-oh. I don't think I've ever done that.
Balloon keepy uppy is a fun pastime, but a TikTok video of a brother and sister playing the game during quarantine has spawned an international sporting tournament with a hilarious level of seriousness. The inaugural Balloon World Cup was won by Peru, who beat Germany 6-2 in the final in front of a sold-out crowd and 8 million Twitch streamers tuning in about 4 million more than watched the pay-per-view mega boxing event of Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao.
What the heck? Seriously?
32 nations took part in the game, including Antonio and Diego Arredondo, two brothers from Oregon who, along with their sister Isabel, provided the inspiration for the game with their viral video on social media. We played the game as kids, and then during the start of quarantine of COVID, we wanted to play it again. Antonio Arredondo told Reuters.
Okay.
He explained that in order to ensure the siblings knew who allowed the balloon to touch the floor, they began to use slow motion cameras, making their diving across the sofa saves all the more dramatic.
Okay.
There's a TikTok video here you can see, or the Instagram video you can see that they're diving like they're trying to save a dolphin. Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Trying to save a small animal.
Okay. Not sure, yeah, where the dolphin came from, but yeah.
Among those who enjoyed their video were celebrity Spanish sports streamer Ibai Llanos and central defender for Barcelona FC and Spain, Gerard Piqué, who notes if Llanos tweet about how the Arredondo's balloon game should have its own World Cup got 50,000 retweets, Piqué would organize the tournament himself. Oh. It got PK way more than 50,000. Yes, Piqué himself from Barcelona.
Okay.
At the highest level, this revolution in sport is played in an 8x8 meter court encased in glass, filled with living room furniture to simulate the real thing. The rules are very simple. Athletes strike the balloon in any manner they want, as long as it's made travel straight or up. No spiking allowed. Then it's their opposition's turn to keep it up. If it strikes the floor, a point is earned. PK organized it for Tarragona, Peru, and even managed to secure high-value sponsorship, which became obvious in later rounds when Renault hatchback was parked without explanation in the center of the playing field. Llanos provided the commentary, which, if one closes their eyes, it's just an adrenaline-filled as soccer commentary. All the matches are neatly and expertly organized on Llanos' YouTube channel, and the highlights provided wild fun. Similar to the real World Cup, a German was in the final, but it was to the host nation's supreme joy that the hometown hero, Francesco de la Cruz, emerged as the first ever champion after beating his opponent, Jan Spies, or Spice. Yes.
Okay.
I am very, very happy. I thank God that I have been able to achieve this, said the Peruvian teenager. Hilariously, to those reading who watch soccer, VAR was employed throughout the tournament, and a veteran La Liga referee was called upon to officiate the matches, who repeatedly drew a small box in the air to consult the slow motion replay. Piqué was in the commentary box, offering his opinion if he were some kind of expert on nascent sports.
Wow, PK.
Yes. So this is why Uncle Taro very interested and very invested in this sport. Maybe in the future, I will go play balloon sport also and enter World Cup. Fly around.
Didn't we all kind of play that though when we were younger?
Uncle Taro didn't have a very young sibling on that time. So that's why Uncle Taro very lonely.
Aww.
I have to play by myself.
Okay.
This is really? Why
I cannot find other people to play with you.
No, Uncle Terror have a very lonely childhood.
Oh, so sad.
Okay. If you have sibling, you play with your sibling, and then one day you can participate in World Cup, and then Uncle Terror can support and watch you.
Someone can play with Uncle Terror as well this game.
It's okay. Uncle Terror very old already.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want you to hurt yourself.
Okay, this is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
Yeah, okay, that was very interesting how that became so famous that even PK himself joined in. Wow.
I know.
The things you can do with social media and TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Makes me want to join the World Cup as well, you know. I think I'm good at that sport, if anything.
Might as well just try it out. You never know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but all right, thank you for the good news. Much mahalo. So now, of course, it's time to get into the episode by first meeting our guests.
Yes, so I'm just going to introduce them. So both of them are my very special friends, and Deidre knows one of them as well. And we have Natasha all the way from Singapore, and she's very awesome and one of my good friends. And also Cheryl Tanya, so if you know Crystal from one of your previous episodes, so this is her sister, and yeah, we have both of them in the show because they're my good friends. Yeah, well, we'll have them introduce themselves.
I am Natasha. I'm from Singapore. This year I'm turning 25 and in my last year of college, well, yes, I'm a marketing major. What else?
So professional.
See, I've been writing LinkedIn profiles the past 3 days, so.
Okay.
Got a network, you know.
Yes, yes.
You gotta get prepared.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Cheryl. I am a student at BYU Hawaii studying computer science. Next year, I'm turning 20, so I still have a lot of years here. And I'm from Indonesia.
Nice.
Multicultural Southeast Asia here.
Yes. Yeah. And computer science. Wow.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So again, welcome to the show, guys. How do you feel being our guest for today?
I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also excited because I know both Terrell and Deidre are very passionate about this podcast. But I'm looking forward to having some nice conversation with Didi Talks.
Ooh, thank you. Yeah, nice. Yeah. I mean, we will definitely have a good conversation on over this at least, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. All my friends have been on this show, and I've always been like, gosh, Terrell, where's my invite?
When is it my turn?
Yeah, I was like,
pick like the right time, right episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, but yeah, I'm excited to be here, and I heard Terrell and Deidre are really good at this, so.
Aww, she's just being nice, guys.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with this, actually. I'm not even like super good, I feel like.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, yeah. But we want to get to know you guys much better, of course. And if you're familiar with the podcast, then you know the segment Would You Rather is up right now, just to get to know you guys better. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Would you rather have the only beverage you can drink be water, or the only food you can eat be salad?
Oh gosh.
Water.
No salad every day. You'd rather just drink water then.
No salad. Well, it depends on what kind of salad. There's okay. Good salad and salad without dressing.
So. Oh.
So you're a dressing kind of person.
No, it has to have like cranberries or strawberry and strawberry sauce and feta cheese.
Man, wow. That's very fancy.
Yes.
What about you, Cheryl?
Yeah, I prefer to only drink water as a beverage for the rest of my life than only eat salad.
Okay.
Because I know that both foods and drinks are important, but to me, the taste of food is more important than the taste of water.
Okay.
And I feel like I know more
variety
of foods than I do drink. So if I could only eat salad, that would be so boring, right?
Boring.
So true.
Also, especially salad is expensive.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it is. So overpriced.
Yeah.
You know, mineral water is also very expensive, so
tap water
water in the US is free, yeah. Man, can't
I
drink
know,
that in
that's
Malaysia.
I was so surprised, like when I was in US, I was like, why is soda cheaper than water?
I know, right?
That's true.
They're promoting us to be less healthy.
Okay, all right. Question for you guys: would you rather spend the day inside or spend the day outside?
Well, I feel like Terrell already knows this answer for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather spend the day inside without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, even if the choice is between doing homework all day but inside the halle, or have fun in the beach or in town and eat food, I would rather do homework all day in the halle.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, the reason is simple, because I don't like the sun very much. Well, I don't like it at all, actually.
Wow.
Ooh.
You know, we need like sunlight to live, right?
I know. My parents always tell me you should go
vitamin
out.
D.
Yes, vitamin D. But no, thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'd also rather stay indoors. And it's not because of the sun. I would not like to do homework. I would not choose homework over being at the beach. But if given a choice, I would like to stay home. I like chilling in my bed. Yes, I do talk to my boyfriend, and it's long distance, so staying at home is kind of really nice. I also, when I'm home, I like cooking. Yeah.
Oh, yes, cooking, yes.
So, staying at home beats going out and draining myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like just the four of us are like a homebody kind of deal. Like, yeah, I like staying at home.
Yeah, it's like I noticed that probably because I'm getting older, but every time that I'm outside, I feel so tired so easily that I need to recharge back home.
Same. I feel like going out is just so much effort.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. All right, next question. Would you rather be trapped inside a video game or have that video game come to life in the real world?
Would rather have that video game come to life in the real world.
Okay.
I don't like the word trapped. Oh. Because I feel like
that's true.
I can't come out. But a video game coming to life in the real world means that I still have a bit of control over myself.
Okay.
And I'm still able to act and not be acted upon.
What about you, Cheryl?
Yeah, I also feel the same way with Natasha. I prefer the video game coming to life. Because that way, everyone can participate, not just me trapped inside.
Oh, that's true. Nice. I never thought about that, yeah.
Yes, and I still want to see real world and real humans, which I cannot get I am inside a video game.
It's true. Unless you're playing The Sims, though. I don't know if you heard about The Sims.
Yeah, it's good.
But then you won't be the one controlling yourself. You're being acted upon on certain actions. Mm-hmm. That sounded really, really wrong there, but
yeah.
Anyways, if you ever get trapped or like if you want to have the video game to be real life, probably not The Sims. Actually, no, it would be easier for you to build stuff. Like everything would be built within like seconds.
Yeah, and you can build your own dream, you know.
Oh yeah, that too, huh? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it'd be ideally maybe that game.
Imagine if you get stuck in pinball.
Oh, that would suck, man. Gosh. If that was the game. Mm-mm. And who's the pinball? We'll be the pinball, I guess.
Okay. All right. My question. Would you rather always be hot or always be cold?
Oh, good question. I prefer always being cold. One reason is I think I have more cute sweaters than I have cute t-shirts.
I'm good.
So, I'm cold, it gives me a reason, an excuse to wear sweaters.
That's true.
I never heard that answer before. That's so good.
And also, I feel like when I am trapped in a hot, stuffy room, I tend to snap at people more easily. I don't know why.
I noticed that. Yeah,
that's me too, if anything.
I feel like a little crankier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cranky, maybe that's the word. So I don't want that. So I prefer cold.
Fair point.
And you like staying at home too.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. Perfect combination.
Snuggle up in bed, all your blankets and everything.
I think me and Cheryl are like almost the same. I also like the cold. Well, the first reason is because I have eczema and it's like a skin allergy. When it gets super hot, I like get itchy and it hurts when I scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so that's like the one reason. And the second is because, of course, it's easier to layer up than to
take out layers
because you can solve that problem by laying it out.
Yep, that's right.
You can't solve the problem of heat.
Yeah, I mean, like if it's for me, I'm just doing it for the fashion, right? Yeah, if you feel cold and you never feel hot off of that, then you just wear layers and you just like look fashionable every day.
Yeah,
actually, you're right.
Like Terrell's brown fashionable coat.
Yes, the only coat that I have that I feel comfortable wearing.
Oh my gosh, I remember seeing that. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm still wearing it every Sunday.
The Malaysian Korean oppa.
Anyway, moving on to the next question. Okay, would you rather speak only in a baby voice for a day, or only be spoken to in a baby voice for a day?
Well, that's a hard one.
Would you rather speak it or hear it though?
I can't imagine myself speaking in a baby voice. And so I think I would rather be spoken to in a baby voice. I'm just thinking that, you know, I need to prepare for motherhood. And so if I hear someone speak to me in a baby voice, maybe I will love my kids. I'm just
kidding. No, yeah, that's a good reason. I actually prefer only talking in baby voice.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because that way I can shut up and I can control my own mouth.
Wow.
But if people are the ones talking to me in baby voice, I cannot control them. So I will have to put up with
that. That is true.
That's so smart.
No, then they're gonna be like, ooh, make sure you smile, coochie coochie coo.
Cheryl, give us a demo of your baby.
No.
Nice, the voice.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. So that was good. We definitely learned a lot about our guests today and how much maybe we like listening to baby voices or like speaking.
Sure.
All right. But today's episode is going to be something that perhaps a lot of people, everyone have experienced, but it seems to be more and more common, especially in young adults nowadays who are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you experience constant stress and leaves you helpless, feeling helpless at least, delusioned and completely exhausted, you may be on the round to quote-unquote burnt out or burnout. The American Psychological Association describes specifically job burnout as an extended period of time when someone experiences exhaustion and a lack of interest in things, resulting in a decline in their job performance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I know this is a topic that probably a lot of people, I'm pretty sure a lot of people experience this. So this is why we want to bring it up, because burnouts, they don't necessarily occur from just your occupation, like your job or anything, but a lot of other factors as well. So in this episode, we're going to talk about burnout, what it is, what we can do to regain balance and hopefully feel more positive and hopeful again.
Yep. So that's why for today's episode, we will dive in to talk about burnt out in your 20s.
Okay, so to our guests, have you guys ever felt burnt out before?
Yes, I think I experienced burnout twice. Once was when towards the end of my high school years, where I just felt like I was so done with it and I wanted everything to be over already. And then COVID hit, which was good because school ended early, examinations were cancelled.
Oh, and wow.
I didn't have to put up with school anymore. And the second time I experienced burnout was when I was stuck in a very demanding workplace, which was a worse kind of burnout than the one I experienced in high school.
True, true. And you're, like Cheryl, you're not 20 yet, right?
Yes, I'm not 20 yet.
See, this is even worse. Not even in your 20s and they feel burnt out.
Yeah, so sad, right? I didn't enjoy my young
time. No, don't say that. My gosh. Okay, what about you, Natasha?
I don't know. I feel like there's so many different occasions when I just burn out, but I don't think it's like long periods of time.
Okay.
It can be just like a month. And sometimes it, like, when I came home from my mission, I was just burnt out. I was just, like, tired, and I feel like I was supposed to be motivated. You know, that's, like, the, yes, I come home from my mission, I'm going to school, and I did have a plan. But all of my plans were somehow messed up because of COVID.
Yeah.
I came home right in March, like during the COVID period. And so there were no jobs available because everyone was getting retrenched. I couldn't go to school, and that was my plan. And I was just like, I think I was tired of trying to, and I think that's where my burnout came in after 3 months of, like, you know, like trying so hard. And
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely agree on that though, because I feel like in our, at our time, at this period of time, we all are pressured to do things, or like have a certain expectations either from our parents, friends and family and all that. So I think it does affect the way we feel and think, and even in a workplace, definitely.
Mm-hmm, yes, of course.
Yeah, it does make you feel that, you know, you're supposed to do this at this age or a certain point of time, and somehow because of not meeting the expectations, you just feel that, okay, I think my life's over. And you
because
just
of that, that keyword you say, expectations, is like expectations from ourselves and from others as well. That's, yeah, it's really making things difficult this time.
Yeah. So, I mean, along the lines of, you know, talking about that, what caused you or all of us to be, to feel burnt out?
I think I kind of mentioned it a bit earlier. I think it was because I was, like, I kept trying and there was no progress. I think that's something that's maybe a problem with our generation. You know, we are so used to getting things instantly that when there's no progress after a while, we feel like, where am I going? There is no path for me here. And maybe that's why, like, burnout is so much more common in our age.
Okay, I think for me, it's the combination of a lot of things. First, it's seeing the same people every day, working towards the same thing, and being stuck in the same stuffy place.
Yeah, it's like a routine.
Yes.
And so when I was in high school, I had no social life.
Wow,
and
that
school
sounds
was
so
all
sad.
Day. I only had like two friends.
It's okay, I only had like one close friend in high school.
And I just studied all day for 6 years, because 6 years is how long high school is, and I kept working on the same thing every day, and soon I realized that it doesn't excite me anymore, because it's like a vicious cycle where I wake up, go to school, go home, study again, and always like that. And I just felt like, oh, I was missing out on a lot of things. But by the time I realized that, it was too late, because I was already so depleted of energy, motivation, enthusiasm.
Wow.
So, but thankfully after that, COVID happened, and I didn't have to deal with it anymore.
You didn't have to deal with it anymore. Bro. Dang.
That's interesting. Really.
Yeah. And I thought I lost my train of thought. Anyways, Natasha, what about you? What caused the burnt out in your
didn't
life?
Didn't you just answer it?
Never mind. My mind's all over the place that right now. Anyways, so
are you feeling burnt out now?
Yeah, that's why, you know, I have this like goldfish brain of not like remembering what I just heard.
Yeah, but I feel it's especially common though, especially because of this pandemic, a lot of people are feeling it more and more so, especially after you finish school, whether it's high school or even university or something, or in a job. There are just so many different circumstances that one can feel burnt out.
Yes.
I think also, like, it's also progress, right? Like Cheryl mentioned, like she felt she was progressing until she realized that she was just running without moving anywhere. And
progress
counts.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. When you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, like, it's bound to, like, there has to be an end somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And I also feel that, well, like, this is sidetrack, but Cheryl's a wonderful student, it sounds like. You know, she studies all the time.
That's sad, actually.
Oh, but... No, that's my dream to be super smart, man. But and it also made me feel like I didn't do enough at school.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I prefer having a bit more social life. If I could change something from my high school. Enough.
Yeah. But I feel like there's not much of a difference, even if you have like a social life back in school, because I don't even keep in contact with my friends anymore. So, yeah. So the ones now matters more than back then, if anything.
Because you don't connect with the ones in high school on LinkedIn.
Right. Yes, for sure. Yes.
There are not that many on LinkedIn from my high school.
Because they're not as smart as you, that's why.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, well, I have a question. What would you guys say are the signs and symptoms of being burnt out?
Well, for me first, of course, it's losing interest in the things that you used to love doing. Like, for example, I used to really love the things that I did in my old workplace. I loved it so much, like to the point where I worked like a horse. I didn't pause and I just kept working even way past my working hours.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day I began to think, what am I doing with my life? Like, what do I keep doing this? And from then on, I couldn't see everything the same way again, and I started to just lose interest. And then second, an obvious sign is you lose focus and you no longer perform well, because you do things just for the sake of finishing it instead of actually making an effort. And last but not least, another sign is I think people who experience burnout sleep a lot, because they think that sleeping will cure their burnout, which maybe in some way it does, but I think it's more mental exhaustion than physical exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bear in mind, guys, Cheryl's not even 20 yet, and she already knows what it feels like to be completely burnt out.
Learn a lot from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's wise beyond her years.
Oh, yeah, she's very, very wise.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
For me, I don't know if you guys have watched the movie Soul.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. I always like see pop up on...
What? Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah.
If like you have the chance to watch Soul, there are these people that like, because they keep doing what they love so much, they turn into like monsters and they don't know who they are anymore. And I think when Cheryl mentioned her first point, that kind of reminded me of burnout, because I think there's like a realization point that sometimes people miss and they just keep going in that vicious cycle, whereas some people like they like wake up and they're like, gosh, I need to get moving with this. So I think one of the symptoms of it would be like that vicious cycle when you realize all you do is come home, sleep and eat and work, and that's all you do, you know. It's that vicious cycle. I think another symptom, like maybe an early symptom of that, would be stress. Because stress comes with expectations, and when you're stressed, it's usually because you have that expectation to do well and maybe you're not living up to it. And so I think that's like a early sign of stress. I mean, what they call it, burnout.
Burnout. Yeah, I think just going with that as well is that, you know, how we are so stressed and like always like expecting to do things is also because we are comparing ourselves to others. You know, like we are always expecting that we're supposed to be in this life at this age. At this age, I'm supposed to be married. At this age, I'm supposed to be like earning a lot of money from my side hustle. At this age, I'm supposed to be graduating. At this age, I'm supposed to get my master's degrees or PhD or whatnot. You know, we always have that. And when we see others having those things, it makes us feel that, dang, I should be doing that too, huh? And then you just progress to feeling burnt out because of that. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's my experience sometimes.
But I don't... Keep going.
No, go ahead.
I don't necessarily really think that, like, comparison is bad. I just feel like when you take it so seriously and when you take it personal to the point that you're beating yourself up because you can't live up to those expectations, mm-hmm. that you kind of go on an emotional downhill. And it's not just physical, but also, like Cheryl mentioned, emotional and mental downhill.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that because what we've been talking about lately has just made me reflect on one of the last times I felt burnt out. Like, one of them was right when I graduated from university. So it was during the time of COVID when it happened. And mm-hmm. I remember as I was looking for a job, I wasn't so scared about not being able to find a job. For some reason, I felt like it's going to be fine. Then eventually I did find a job. And then I was like, okay, I'm excited. I finally got a job. It was not easy to get one during a pandemic. And it's okay if it's not going to pay me be as like an expected salary for a graduate, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I first started a job, I actually enjoyed it. I was always so excited like to learn more and to go to work and see what else I can do. But then
got boring.
Long after that, not boring, my boss just kept putting more and more and more work for me to do, that because he saw me like so enthusiastic or like I'm always willing to learn things and do things, that he just kept piling it on me, that I felt so exhausted. But then I became, I don't know how to say it, like I just lost all motivation. Like whatever work I was doing, I just didn't give my best in it. I felt really cranky as well, and I felt much more exhausted than usual. I just wasn't performing my best. And I just remember like just not having that motivation to even get up and go to work or start my day and do what I'm supposed to do.
So I guess that's the life tip, you know, you work hard, but don't work hard enough for your boss to notice.
Yeah, I really agree. I think Indra and me, we both have the same experience with that. I think also mm-hmm. that it's important to be brave to say no.
And yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very true.
Setting boundaries is very important.
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah.
But how can you set boundaries to your boss, though?
I don't think it's bad to say no, you know? Like if they're telling you like, hey, you need 3 tasks done by 12, you can be realistic and say, sorry, I can only do these 2. Which one is more important for you? I'll prioritize them and try my best, you know. I don't think that's hard. That's hard to say, but I don't think that's wrong.
Yeah,
so professional right there. She has work experience.
Gotta be professional. Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm just glad that I quit and
it was a burden. Yes, no more toxic working environment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. At least for that, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So earlier we talked about stress, like along the lines of how we feel burnt out. So do you think there's a difference with just stress or being burnt out?
Yes, I think there's a difference. I feel like stress can be good at times to push you to be better. I think it's when that unnecessary stress comes in because you are feeling inadequate, or when you let those voices in your head take control and tell you that, you know, you're not good enough. Like referring back to the expectations thing, it's when you're kind of being told that you're not good enough and you need to, you can't do this or you can't progress beyond. I think that's where stress becomes unhealthy. I like stress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Natasha said she likes stress because it pushes her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Cheryl?
Just like what Terrell said earlier, I think that burnout is the next phase of stress. After you experience an incredible amount of stress that's not healthy.
Yeah.
You get burnout. And also, like what Natasha said, stress can be good sometimes because it pushes you to do better. And I think with stress, you still know you have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Even though you want to cry, you want to throw up, but you still work on fulfilling those responsibilities. Meanwhile, with burnout, you know you have responsibilities, but you do not want to do it anymore because you're just so tired.
Mm-hmm.
You lose sight of your identity and your goals, and mm-hmm. you just mm-hmm. want to be done with everything. Dang.
Yeah.
That's so deep right there, Cheryl. What a great comment. Yeah.
You wouldn't think she was 20. You think she was 25.
Or 30 at some cases.
Full of experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that you get to experience this early, Cheryl, because like, in the real world, I think that's how it is sometimes, because you're always piled up with things to do, especially at work when you're focusing on so much on taking care of your family, if not taking care of children. And then, like, you're always pressured to do the best. Well, not even the best. You're always put pressure to do more than you should. And then that's mm-hmm. where burnout comes in. I also like what Natasha said, that, you know, feeling stress, you know, helps you progress. It is true, because, like, if you don't feel stressed or if you don't feel pressured, you're the only one who's going to be sitting at your comfort zone and not wanting to do anything more, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great way to measure how you're going to progress in the future by feeling stress. But if you're feeling burnt out, that is not progression anymore. That's mm-hmm. a way of saying that, okay, you should stop and think about your life goals again and recalibrate mm-hmm. and think about what you should do at this time in order to go back mm-hmm. to your goal and in order to, you know, feel good again. Yeah. Burnt out is a very negative feeling. Like, stress can be a positive and a negative at the same time. So,
It's very true. I agree with what everyone is saying, because stress is that loss of energy, but burnout is that loss of motivation, hope and ideals. And of course, stress is more of a physical damage, but burnout is definitely more emotional for mm-hmm. sure.
That's so sad.
I was like, wait a minute. Okay, yes. Well, thank you all for those comments. And let's also hear a bit more about what other friends and listeners have to say in our next favorite segment for this topic.
Okay, here we go.
Have I ever felt burnout? Yes. A lot of times in school, usually it starts during the middle of the semester, towards the end of the semester, of almost every semester. The reason why I get burned out fast is because of improper planning or my overexcitement at the beginning of the semester. When I say improper planning is because I'm always trying to get things done, I rush things, I do things too fast in a way that I just want to have my evenings free, and I stress myself out and I get tired and exhausted from school mentally and physically, and that's not smart. In terms of excitement at the beginning of the semester, usually, you know, people get excited. You know what? This is finally the time I can try to get a better grade compared to last semester, and I'm giving it all I have. But the issue is, you're supposed to balance out your energy throughout the whole semester. But I focused it all and fueled myself during the first part of the semester. And during the middle part and the ending part, I just practically give up. Like, I'm just doing my assignment because I have to get it done. And I'm just going to school because I have to go to school, if not my grades will drop. So it becomes more of a burden than an opportunity to learn and grow.
Hi guys, DT Talks. Great to have you guys message me about this. I like to answer that question by saying relationships. Relationships really get me burnt out. And I was initially going to say work, but when I thought more about it, I realized that, you know, when I have a bad relationship, and I'm not particularly talking about just the relationships with, you know, whoever I'm dating or courting, but just relationships in general, when those are usually not handled well, I tend to not be able to work well as well. So one thing I've noticed is that drawing the line when you have the problems doesn't really solve it. So I draw the lines before I have it, right? I kind of intuitively tell myself, okay, if there's a relationship that really looks unstable, where do I draw the line? And I draw that line, and so when it does happen, right, I'm able to handle it quite well. But yeah, it's relationships for me.
Very interesting points right there. So what did you guys think, like, of listening all those audio clips?
Oh yeah, I really agree with the first speaker. He said that overexcitement at the beginning can lead to burnout very early on, maybe like in the middle of the semester. And I think that's very true. That's why also like what Deidre told about her experience with her boss. I think we shouldn't give our all yet in the beginning. We need to test the waters and don't get too overexcited because it can consume you pretty quickly, and then in the end you just feel like you finish things for the sake of finishing it instead of to be
putting
satisfied.
Your soul inside the work in,
I'm just thinking of that one time that I was at work and I was super enthusiastic. I mean, it was my first like internship in an office and I was at an events company and I really like did give my all in the beginning. But then I realized that after that, they were just like taking advantage of me. They just like gave me whatever they didn't want to do, or like, I don't know, because I was like asking for more work. I know I'm that kid that asks for more homework. You know, in class when the teacher doesn't give homework, I'm that kid. But I feel like he was giving me like redundant tasks that, you know, maybe I didn't need, but took a lot of time because they were laborious.
Such as?
I don't know, he made me like create this presentation.
For him?
For a company, which I clearly wasn't qualified to do. That was way over my task list, and I didn't know what was going on, and I think that caused me to like, because I couldn't do it well. When I do stuff, I like to do it well, and that caused me to like completely, like not completely, but kind of like want to stay away from that. Maybe that's scarred and not burnt out, but but I also think the second person that spoke, I think the point he made was setting boundaries. Like, even in relationships, I feel like setting boundaries is so important. I used to date a guy here at BYU Hoi, and he would want to meet every single day. Like,
dang, that's toxic, man.
I can't do that. I need time by myself. I need time to, like, you know? And he was almost so, like, he was always, like, telling me what to do. Like, he'd be like, hey, you should do this, hey, you should do that, and that just got me so frustrated. Looking back, I wish I could say like, hey, I know what I'm doing, you need to step back, take two steps back, sir. Yes. That burnt me out real quick. In like a week, I was burnt out.
Just 1 week of relationship, that's it.
Wow, 1 week. That was enough is enough, you know.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to ask as well, what would you say to those who are dealing with being burned out?
Or like they just don't know how to get out of it.
I like to find a creative source of.
Okay.
So when I was feeling burnt out during COVID, I realized that something that I never thought of this before, but something that I turned to was drawing, and like I picked up embroidery, you know, like that creative outlet.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing on your story.
She's really good at it. She made an embroidery on my birthday.
I did.
Wow. Aww. So sweet.
That turned into like my way of expressing. I feel like burnt out, like when burnt out happens, that you're kind of lifeless, you're like a zombie, right? And that helps me to express my emotions, the way I'm feeling, or like I'm doing something productive. Maybe like I feel like that's productive. I'm making something without feeling pressure or stress to do well, because this is just me and no one should have a say on what I do or who I am. I mean, they can, but that don't matter.
What about you, Cheryl?
Yeah, first of all, for me, maybe start a healthier lifestyle, like drink more water, eat healthy foods, exercise.
Eat more water.
Eat salad.
Without dressing.
Without dressing.
I think that your food choices affect your life choices as well. And second, I really like what Natasha said, is to find creative ways and This is not just for people who experience burnout, but for everyone in general, including myself. It is to find something to look forward to every day, whether it be like embroidery, or maybe you like to do sports, maybe try something you've never done before, because we're responsible for creating our own happiness, right? And if it's your job that's causing you to feel burned out, maybe you can try maybe like try doing podcast. So
wow, great example right here.
So when you wake up every day, instead of thinking, oh, I'm so sick of work today, I don't want to go to work, instead you can think of, oh, I'm excited to plan about my podcast after work today. So it gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with what Cheryl and Natasha said. You know, you got to be very, very creative and find ways that you like to enjoy yourself, you know? Like, if you're feeling that your work's overly pressuring you, you need to figure out, like, what are you going to look forward to after? But because for me, I like to sing, and I always have my recital sessions in my bathroom. And when I shower, my shower duration is just around 15 minutes. But because why it takes 15, oh. 1-5.
I take 10.
But the reason why people would say that I will go almost an hour in the shower is because I sing more than 30 minutes.
I hope it's not when the water is running.
It probably is, honestly.
Yeah, the water is definitely is. And was running.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Something I also thought of, I think if looking forward is too hard, I feel like when you're at that stage of burnout, looking forward sometimes can be so difficult because you're like, I already don't want to get out of bed. You're telling me to get excited. I feel like something that can help is maybe looking backwards and see, like, you know, in my day, this happened that was really good. When you're burnt out, you tend to kind of like zone in and focus on something too much to the point that you can't see everything else around you. And so I feel like looking backwards in your day, maybe writing down like things that you made you happy, or journaling things that you're grateful for. That's I think that helps with burnt out.
Yeah, it does. I feel like that's very productive way and very good way for you to de-stress too. So if you're actually feeling burnt out, write something down, and then you'll be thankful in 20 years to see what you wrote, I think. At
in
least
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. That's the time frame.
Your kids will be thankful.
Yes.
No, I definitely agree with what you guys are saying, though. It's very true. You have to unplug. You have to take relaxation seriously, you guys. You need your sleep. Don't be like when you were 5 years old, you want to stay up so late and be like, I don't want to sleep, I want to wake up.
Fast forward 20 years later. Please, I need sleep. I need more sleep.
I also think you, like what has been said, I think it was Cheryl who mentioned, like, you have to know when enough is enough. You have to, I think also in the audio is mentioned, to also get organized. A lot of times it's also when we're not organized that it's easy to get, you know, to feel burnout. So
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So lastly, any final advice or thoughts regarding to, you know, feeling burnt out today?
You guys think it's really common nowadays too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that we're feeling burnt out in our 20s explains a lot how life has changed. You know, back then, like, people in their 20s, they just work and just, that's it. You know, they didn't have to stress about anything too much. But for us, we have to really stress about our future, like, 10 times more than they do. Yeah, right?
I mean, it's a fast-paced world, technology, all these advancements. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Like, what advices would you give?
I think maybe it's not too late to make a change. most of us have experienced it and have survived from it.
So, survived.
We will not die.
Yeah, survived. We're like walking zombies.
So definitely you can bounce back to and regain your motivation. And every small effort that you make daily, it counts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think worst comes to worst, quit your job, man.
Yeah, I think it's so awesome how we both come from different countries and yet we both have the same experience with our boss. I think that
and
gives us a lesson. So if one day we become a boss, we shouldn't do the same thing to our workers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Natasha?
For me, is to recognize the symptoms early. Like, understand yourself. I feel like a lot of people these days don't understand themselves either. They just look at what they want and they keep going there and they forget who they are. I think it's understanding who you are and what you want to achieve and making sure you don't get lost in all of that and not losing sight of your purpose. And if you know that you're there, I think it's important to just turn around. I know one day I was so stressed and it was on the verge of burnout from work because I was just tired of working and I felt like I wasn't going anywhere with this. And it's so funny. I walked straight to like the office for mental health, psychologist. Mm-hmm. And I just sat there and for an hour I cried it out and told her. And I realized that I just need to take a step back. And then that restarted the, you know, it's like the reset button. Talking to people, getting out, identifying the early signs and making sure you stay a safe distance away from burnout is good.
I couldn't think of any more things to say. You guys definitely nailed the coffin.
Such good guests for this episode, man.
Yeah, so wise, you guys.
Stop.
I mean, that also means like,
you know, you need more girls, Terrell, you know, all girl episode.
He just raised his eyebrows.
I mean, it is true. Yeah, you guys, I mean, for all of us, if anything, like we have a lot of experiences at this point of our life. I'm 24, yet, you know, at this age, I can feel burnt out.
You're
so
only
easily.
24?
Yeah, did you forget, Deidre?
How old did you think he was?
I was like 25, 26.
Wait. Well, I'm turning 25 in 2 months. Or in a month, technically, after December. Yeah.
That's not a month.
That's still 2 months. Anyways, yeah, I mean, feeling burnt out is a very, sadly to say, it's a normal thing now. But I think we have to realize that setting boundaries and to remember who you are, especially like what Natasha said, because if you're feeling burnt out and if you're working every day just for the sake of finishing work, then you definitely forgot about your own purpose and your own goals. So when you are feeling burnt out, I think you should revise your goals and look at it and what do you still want to achieve. Are you wanting to achieve it because society's telling you to do so, or is it you that wanting to do these things?
Yeah, I feel like especially in the Asian culture, we get that a lot, you know. There's that pressure of people saying, no, you need to work hard, like you need to earn money and everything, so do what you can to get those.
It's not about the money anymore when you are super burnt out, man.
It's important to be healthy, and that includes emotional health, mental health, physical health.
Watch Soul, guys. Soul, you will regain your soul.
Nice.
I recommend that.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, highly recommend it from Natasha.
Yes.
But yeah, thank you so much, Natasha and Cheryl, for being on our show today. How do you feel now, being at the end of it?
Yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
How to not be burnt out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Terrell and Deidre, for having us.
Yes, thank you, guys.
I feel like with both of your comments, I think it does help a lot of people to
Definitely.
Yeah, to know what to do when they're feeling burnt out, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You see, we never know that others could experience what we experience as well. Mm-hmm. So it'll definitely help.
Yeah, or yet to experience, at least when they're in their 20s or turning 20s.
Yeah, you could prepare someone, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, thank you so much for being on our shows.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, friends and families, for listening to our DT Talks podcast. And we hope you enjoy learning about feeling burnt out in your 20s, if not just feeling burnt out in general.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll be able to learn a thing or two and some tips and tricks in that. Be sure to follow us on our social media platform, Facebook DT Talks Podcast and Instagram DT Talks _ podcast for our latest news and episodes and more. And updates, for sure. And also follow us on our podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. And this has been
DT Talks. We are done.
Thank you, guys. Whoa, live studio audience. For once. All right. Thank you, guys.